Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, the House returns to session to try to complete the budget process. There's still a revenue package outstanding here. Talk to us about what needs to be done and what you're going to be doing when you return to the House next week.
Well, it's going to be a busy session week for the House. The top priority, obviously, is finishing the budget process and coming up with a final strategy for identifying the necessary revenue to take care of this year's budget shortfall. There are a number of proposals out there, including the Senate passed plan that they passed a couple months ago, another proposal that would include borrowing, another proposal that would include transferring from special funds. So there's a lot to discuss this week, and certainly negotiations are going to continue until an agreement is reached, and hopefully that's very soon.
Another thing that has been happening recently is I understand that you went on a tour with the Pennsylvania Grade Crude Coalition. Talk to us about where you went, what you saw, and what this was all about.
Well, this week, the Pennsylvania Grade Crude Coalition hosted a tour in McKean and Warren counties and had the opportunity to join them for the discussion and tour when they were here in Bradford. And we had a deputy secretary from the Department of Environmental Protection who's in charge of oil and gas programs, and also a representative from the Department of Community and Economic Development. We had the opportunity to show them the Klein Oil Well that's behind McDonald's on Main Street in Bradford. We toured the American Refining Group refinery, the Penn Brad Oil Museum, and visited a well site owned by Minard Run Oil that is up in Marshburg. So it was an excellent discussion, excellent opportunity to educate folks regarding issues facing the conventional oil and gas industry. And I thank the Pennsylvania Grade Crude Coalition for hosting this important meeting and tour.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is one of those things that comes up several times in this time of year, and that's another senior expo of yours coming up. Talk to us about when and where and what folks will be able to learn.
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting another senior expo this coming week on Friday, September 15th. The event's going to be held in Kane at the Kane Community Center on Fraley Street. The event runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's an excellent opportunity for seniors and their families to gather valuable information about programs and services available for senior citizens, including health care, insurance, nutrition, financial planning, fraud protection, then door prizes will be awarded. There's a free lunch provided for all attendees and exhibitors. So it's an excellent opportunity, and I want to encourage folks to come out to the Kane Community Center on Friday. And then I'll be hosting a final expo for 2017, and that'll be held on Friday, October 13th at the Rowlett Fire Hall. So two very important events, and I would encourage folks to come out to the senior expos.
Another thing that we'd like to talk about, Representative, is timely right now, as folks always have to be worrying about protecting their credit and their identities. These are credit card and ATM card skimmers. Talk to us about these devices and how to protect yourself.
Well, it's sad that there are so many scammers out there that are trying to get people's private information. The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture is warning consumers to be on the lookout for credit or debit card skimmers that steal your information when a card is swiped or inserted. Some of the tips that they offer are making sure that if you use an ATM, you're in a well-lit area, looking at the card reader, such as at a gas pump, to make sure that nothing looks out of place or the card reader's not loose, and consider using a credit card instead of a debit card to make sure that you're not compromising your checking account. There's much more information available at the Department of Agriculture's website at agriculture.pa.gov.
And finally, Representative, we must pause to remember the events 16 years ago on September 11th. Talk to us about the remembrances that are be going on in the coming week.
Well, this Monday will mark the 16th anniversary of one of the worst days in our nation's history. On September 11, 2001, nearly 3,000 men and women were killed in the devastating terrorist attacks on New York City, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. And certainly we will never forget those who were lost on that day. There are remembrances and memorial services that will take place across the country, including one here in Pennsylvania at the Flight 93 Memorial. There's more information available on that particular service at the National Park Service website at nps.gov for more information.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.